someone from a dangerous cult. A family walked in barefoot to my restaurant, dogs out and barking with a hint of foot fungus. The parents looked normal enough, clean clothes, nice haircuts, and the dad was wearing a watch that probably cost more than my rent. But the kids looked rough, like they just finished a 48-hour shift at the Temu factory. There were three of them, maybe ages 6 to 10, and they all had that 1,000-yard death stare in their eyes like they hadn't eaten in days. The youngest girl kept staring at the bread basket on the table next to them, with this intense focus that made even my stomach hurt. I grabbed some menus and walked over to see them. The mom smiled at me with perfect white teeth and asked for a table for five in this overly sweet voice that felt like Harley Quinn. I showed them to a booth near the back and noticed the kids didn't make a sound the whole time. No complaining about being hungry or asking for crayons or anything. They just sat there with their hands folded like little R's. When I came back to take their order, the parents were looking at the menu like they were planning a feast. The dad ordered surf and turf with extra lobster, and the mom got the ribeye steak with loaded mashed potatoes. Then when I asked what the kids wanted, the mom said they would share a bowl of french fries, just fries, for three starving-looking children. I tried to suggest maybe some chicken strips or grilled cheese, but the dad cut me off and said the fries would be plenty. He said something about how kids need to learn the value of simple food. The way he said it made my skin crawl, but I wrote down the order and walked away. While I was putting their order in the kitchen, I kept watching their table. The parents were laughing and talking like they were on a date while the kids sat there staring at their empty plates. The little girl was now looking at every piece of food that walked past their table like it was made of gold. When I brought out their meals, the parents dug into their expensive steaks while the kids split maybe 20 french fries between the three of them. 20 fries for three kids. I watched the oldest boy give most of his portion to his little sister, and my heart broke. That's when I made a decision that could have gotten me fired. I told my manager I needed to step out for a smoke break, and instead I went to the kitchen. I grabbed some chicken strips from the kids' menu and asked the cook to make them extra crispy. Then I had him whip up a stack of chocolate chip pancakes and slice a piece of apple pie. I paid for everything out of my own tips, which hurt because I was already behind on rent, but I couldn't watch those kids starve anymore. I put everything on a big tray with some balloons I found in the supply closet and walked back to their table. I started singing happy birthday in my loudest, most obnoxious voice while carrying the feast over. The whole restaurant turned to look, and some other customers started clapping along. The parents looked confused and annoyed. The mom asked what was happening, and I said there must have been a mix-up with our reservation system. I told them someone had called ahead to arrange a birthday celebration, and that I must have gotten the times wrong. I said their real table would be ready later, but that this food was already made and would just get thrown away. The dad looked mad and told me to take it all back to the kitchen. He said his children didn't need any special treatment. But then the mom looked around at all the other customers watching and said, since it would be wasteful to throw away perfectly good food, the kids might as well eat it. The second she said that, all three kids lunged at the food like they hadn't seen a meal in weeks. They grabbed chicken strips with both hands and shoved them in their mouths so fast they barely chewed. The little girl started crying while she ate the pancakes, and the boys were fighting over who got the bigger piece of pie. The parents immediately started hissing at them to slow down and stop making a scene, but the kids ignored them completely. They kept eating like their lives depended on it, which honestly they probably did. The dad grabbed the oldest boy's wrist and told him to spit out the food right now, but the kid just shook his head and kept chewing. That's when I noticed the two police officers sitting in the booth behind them. They had been watching the whole thing go down, and now they were walking over to the family's table. One of them was this older guy with gray hair who looked like he had seen everything, and the other was a younger woman who looked really concerned. The gray-haired cop asked the parents if they could step outside for a quick conversation about their parenting methods. The mom tried to laugh it off and said kids these days just don't have any manners, but her voice was shaking. The female officer knelt down next to the kids and started asking them gentle questions about when they last had a real meal. Within 20 minutes, both parents were in handcuffs being led out to the police car. The kids were still eating and didn't even look up when their parents started yelling about religious freedom and how outsiders wouldn't understand their lifestyle. Child services showed up about an hour later and took the kids to a safe place. 2 months later, I got an envelope in the mail with no return address. Inside was a crayon drawing from the little girl showing a stick figure waiter stabbing two stick figure adults with a fork. At the bottom, she had written, "Let them eat cake," in wobbly kid handwriting. I hung it on my fridge because it was actually pretty sweet, but those kids were going to need years of therapy to undo the brain scrambling that cult did.